what I'd like to share is a book me and Ray's been reading. We've been studying a lot about love. You can never study it enough, I don't think. But this was a personal testimony from the gentleman who wrote the book, J.C. Hedgecock. And it just speaks, it just spoke to my heart, and I felt I wanted to read it to everybody. And it is titled it My Personal Testimony. When I first read John 14 verse 15 many years ago, I knew that I wanted to obey God's commandments. I just didn't know how. Now what that verse, John 14 verse 15, says, if you really love me, you will keep, obey my commandments. Now, and he's saying, I wanted a relationship with God and I wanted to love him, but it seemed that the standard was so high I couldn't possibly obey it. If you have to know God in order to be able to love as you should, what was I to do in the meantime? I knew I didn't really know the Lord. This was my problem. God said I should love him, which meant I needed to do what he said. 1 John 4 verse 7 and 8 said that I needed to get to know him so that I could love and obey him. I could only get to know him if I had fellowship with him and stayed in his presence. But I was so full of sin that sin kept me out of his presence. The sin within me caused me to disobey. Matthew 22 verses 38 to 40. I couldn't love God with all of my heart. I couldn't love my neighbours as my own self. When I began to seek God about how to get to know him, he kept telling me to obey what he said, as I've just read John 14 verse 15. At first, I didn't see how I was going to build a relationship, but I started seeking ways to obey God. The first thing he told me to do was to deal with a particular sin in my life. That didn't seem to make sense. How does repenting of a sin count as obedience? How would it allow me to get to know God? This was what I learned. When you repent of a sin that God has convicted you of, you come under the blood of Jesus, who washes you clean. Even though you aren't perfect and you still need to deal with other things God hasn't yet revealed, when God looks at your heart, he sees it through the blood of Jesus. Jesus becomes your righteousness, and therefore you come into right standing with God. Our holiness is in Christ, and when I opened my heart in repentance, Jesus washed me. When I was able to go before the Father and have some fellowship with him. When I accepted God's ways and his standard without making excuses and began to ask him to reveal my sins, he kept telling me different things to obey. At first, they all had to do with, quit doing this thing, quit doing that thing. Why? Because those sins were separating me from fellowship with the Lord. When I obeyed God by repenting, I was able to communicate with him. I began to hear God's voice more and more. I spent more time in his presence because I chose to obey him rather than my own carnal desires, which is sin. Not only did that open the door for a deepening relationship with God, it also shut the door to sin, which gave access to the enemy. Satan wanted to tempt me to sin more, so I sure enjoyed getting away from his influence. This was a process that didn't develop overnight. As I continued to obey the Lordship of Jesus Christ and obey his commands, I found that I was able to stay in God's presence long enough that he began to change my heart and my character. I found that the more I obeyed, the more agape love increased in my heart. And that agape love is God's love. If you will repent and give your heart to the Lord, the Lord God will forgive you by his grace. He sees your heart and the fullness of your decision, even though you can't obey everything he commands you to do right now. Jesus is your righteousness. Give God your heart and let him begin developing a love relationship with you. Begin to seek him about any sin that is separating you from his fellowship. Obey the words he is speaking to your heart and begin sowing love to God. Amen. And amen to that. And thank you, dear amen. Father, for what you're doing in my life.
Amen.
And forgiving all my sins.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.